Here's a story I find hard to understand from the comfort of my cushy office chair. It's about a man who runs a marathon that's about 26 miles every weekend. Yes, every weekend. He's doing it for a year. NPR's Alex Cohen caught up with him at the New Mexico Marathon in Albuquerque.
The one thing I like about running is I feel it's my Prozac.
Meet Dane Rauschenberg.
If you have a problem and you can't at least come to the idea how to solve in an hour-long run, you've got a big problem.
This year, Dane's run 26.2 miles through a tropical storm in Nova Scotia, in 14-degree weather in Greenbelt, Maryland, at 13,000 feet above sea level in Leadville, Colorado.
Keep coming.
And Dane doesn't just run, he runs fast. The long-legged 30-year-old ran the New Mexico Marathon in 3 hours and 13 minutes. The average marathon time for men is 4 hours and 28 minutes. At the finish line, a race official takes Dane's photo.
Here we go, ready? 1, 2, 3. Want to be in a picture with him?
Dane then saunters over to a group of fellow runners to compare notes on the race's course.
Downhill, huh?
Oh, I love that downhill. Oh my God. I was in heaven.
Dane isn't a professional runner. He's a patent lawyer in Virginia. He's running 52 marathons in part to raise money for an Alabama-based charity, but he's also doing it because he's the kind of guy that really likes to push himself.
If your reach doesn't exceed your grasp, then you're never going to excel. So I know I can run 8 marathons in a year. I don't know if I can run 52, and I'm finding out.
Keep in mind, many trainers recommend resting at least 4 weeks in between marathons, and this guy's running them every 7 days. Putting your body through something like that is bound to take its toll. And as Dane described his weekend race routine to me, it did.
I get there, go to bed a relatively decent hour, run the race. More often than not, I'm sprinting back to the hotel to sprint to the airport to get back home. Can you pause?
Sure, of course.
Feeling really lightheaded.
As we were in the middle of chatting, suddenly Dane doesn't feel well. His legs begin trembling uncontrollably. His lips went numb. He couldn't move his hands. After a few minutes' rest and a couple of shots of Gatorade, Dane starts to feel better. And so it seemed an appropriate time to ask.
Have you talked to your doctor at all about what you're doing?
No, I don't really have a doctor. I went to and got a physical, and I told them what I was doing. I don't think she was a marathoner, so I don't think she was, like, fully comprehending any of it. She said, well, you look healthy, and you know, do you think you can do it? And I said, yes. And she said, she gave me a full physical, said, you're in excellent health, so go ahead and give it a run.
Dane, a lot of people hear there's a guy, he's running 52 marathons in 52 weeks. He must be absolutely stark raving mad. Your thoughts?
Actually, my feeling is, if you have the ability to do something and you don't do it, that's stark raving mad. It really bothers me when people are like, this crazy task, this crazy marathon. And it's like, it's not crazy. I found what I can do, and heck, I don't even think I've scratched the surface of my ability. This was something that I was given, and to not use it is just an insult to whoever it was that gave it to me.
I asked Dane if he's given any thought as to what he'll do after this year, once he's done with his 52 marathons. He told me he's planning to run a 6-day race in New York and a marathon in Antarctica, but he also confessed he's looking forward to spending a lot of weekends at home next year, doing nothing more strenuous than his laundry. Alex Cohen, NPR News.